I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit.
We can start again. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. We're here with the cast of Generational Curses.
Yes, hello.
How y'all doing? What's going on?
Erica, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I am the director, the writer, and producer of Generational Curses. And I'm also a leading role actress in this play. And this is my company, Harper Scholling Productions. Cool.
My name is Paul Green. I am also an actor, but not in this project. I am the assistant director, and this assistant, my friend, is Erica Harper. Okay.
My name is Amanda Parker, and I'm an actress in this play, and I play Candy, Erica's sister.
I'm T.Y. Kylie. I'm an actor. I play Big Tony in this. I'm IMBD certified. You know, pay attention.
My name is Shamar, her son, and I play Nathan.
My name is Dr. Wisdom Onyebele. I play Rashad in this play, and I'm also an actor.
Cool.
My name is Harold Holman, and I play James Senior, the father. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Y'all all seem like y'all have a good chemistry together. I like that.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
We love that. We're family.
Family.
Is this your passion as far as acting, the business of acting?
Yes, it is my passion.
It is.
Writing is more of my passion than acting. But I do enjoy acting. I love it. I love when I get on that stage and I perform. It's like I become somebody else, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can go without it. But as far as writing, I can't go without writing. Mm-hmm. I have to write. It makes me feel good, alive, you know.
Paul, with you switching gears, not acting this time and directing, which one do you think you like the most?
I've been real busy lately with acting and things like that, so being able to sit back and watch and actually take a seat and actually help out, I'm kind of enjoying that right now, just for this little small break I get, but I enjoy acting. I mean, I accidentally got into it. I don't know how.
Really?
I think it was from you, right? You and another friend of ours. She brought it up to somebody's attention. I think it was Toya, maybe.
And then they reached out and got in touch with me, and I got in touch back with her.
And she called her, and somehow I accidentally wound up in it and found out that I was good at it. And it's been a passion ever since, so I'm enjoying the ride.
Cool.
Well, the real story is.
The real story is
I needed a leading man, and I need an attractive leading man. And Amanda said, "I know this guy." I said, "Okay." She said, "Let me pull up his Facebook page." And so I was like, "Oh, we already friends." I said, "Let me look at him." Well, he's cute.
I'm all right.
He'll do. And so I said, "Yeah, sure. Call him up, see what it is." So I mean, immediately when I talked to him on the phone, before I could even explain to him everything, what I was looking for, I'm down. Yeah, whatever you want me to do, And I think that's kind of what started him into acting, right?
I've written before, so I've always been writing, but I never decided to get behind the screen, really. So that was my opportunity. I took it and appreciate them.
Yeah.
You did a good good job. Was that The Secret She Kept?
Yeah, I saw your debut. And co-writer A Secret She Kept too.
We wrote that one together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pirates. I like that.
Yeah,
you know,
y'all work
well.
Talented.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I almost thought she was talking about me. We should say that handsome man.
No, not you.
You
are handsome.
Start rubbing that beard.
You are handsome.
That's a good point. Amanda, do you like working? I mean, the acting. We all like working.
I love acting. I really enjoyed it. It was an accident as well. Mm-hmm. Because Erica, she was like, you're going to be in this play. You're going to do this, you're going to do that. But since then, I've grown to love it. Cool. You know, I haven't acted as, you know, like a lot, but the things, the roles that I have had, I love it. Because I'm naturally just a shy person. Mm-hmm. When I get on that stage, it's like completely something different.
That's amazing that y'all can do that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like an outlet.
Somebody like me be completely backwards. I'm cool, like one to one, or like this on the stage. I'll just be like, see why?
I mean, I'm just an artist, you know. I love the arts. I mean, you know, acting's my main passion right now. But it started out as music. But I thought I was going to do that Tupac forward pain. Start out as be a great rapper and then advance to a great, great actor and then maybe take up that for the rest of my time like LL Cool J did. You know what I mean? But man, when I just got this opportunity of acting, I just said, you know what? I'm going to still do music, but I'm going to put it on the side a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pursue this. It's really where my heart is.
Okay, cool.
You know, if it's acting on stage or TV series or movies, it don't matter. You know, I love entertainment. I'm here to entertain.
Shamar, how did you get into this? Were you peer pressured?
A little bit. But nah. I started acting, well, for sure, because of my mom. Mm-hmm. I really didn't think I would be acting because I play sports, I play basketball, so I don't know. It was just something I'm getting out of my comfort zone.
It's
so.
Cool. Keep you well rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Different experience. The doctor over here.
Yeah. So I'm a doctor of pharmacy.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to be an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, I watch movies and TV shows all the time. So that's always really been my, like, okay, I'm going to make it to, like, a TV show or a movie or something like that. Mm-hmm. And even, like, now, like, commercials and things like that. And then when I met Erica, she was talking about a play. It's literally, like, the one thing I was like, nah, like, I want to act, I want to be an actor, but play, nah, it's not my type of thing. But once we started working together and practicing, we gained a lot of chemistry, and through that I gained confidence because I just started acting this year. Mm-hmm. So I like, you know, just even like work with all these actors, learning, okay, pick your moments and like make your moments stick, and just like different little things I've learned. Mm-hmm. I know that these are skills I can take with me, and this has honestly been a really fun experience.
Cool.
Yeah. Amen.
Mr. Harold?
Yeah. Well, my wife told Erica about that I used to do acting in high school, but I did it to get a credit. That's
be honest about it. You
know, and stuff like that. So I'm a big movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much like the oldies, you know, Denzels, the Forest Whitaker. I like everybody. Cool. And I like to watch them work. And that's why I do it. I'm gonna stick around until I get a lead role. I'm ready for my lead.
I'm putting in my work.
So you know, I just appreciate Erica giving me, just let me be a part of her dream. So
it's
just me.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're in a dance time now though, where so much technology and stuff. Yeah. Before you get to that point where you get the big contract, you have to do it on your own and take advantage. So that's cool. That's nice that y'all all come together as a team.
Yeah,
and you know what? See, if you have any ideas and you want to bring them across to us, she's willing to listen, willing to help you write and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to the future, you know, and her doing something together, writing something together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. That's good that you're willing to share.
Yeah,
because a lot of people don't do that. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get started, Erica?
How did I get started? Actually, it's initially started, my ex-husband did podcasting, and he would ask me to help him with different topics and stuff like that to make his show, you know, interesting. And so I would give them all these great topics and stuff, and I tell them, well, do it like this, do it like, say that, you know. And so my brother asked me one year, we have a youth day in my church, mm-hmm. and he asked me, he said, can you put on a play for us? Oh, well, I don't do plays, you know. And he's like, Eric, you can do it. And so I said, okay, well, I'll try. And so my ex was like, well, you give me all these great ideas, you know, and you can do it. And so I wrote it, kind of nervous. It didn't take me that long, you know. And so as I was looking at the crowd and seeing how they were enjoying the play, and they were laughing and, you know, into it, just all the different emotions, I was like, they're actually liking what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm like, okay, let's do this again. So the next year I did it again. Mm-hmm. And then the next year I did it again. We brought another youth group from another church, and it just became bigger and bigger and bigger. And he was like, oh, we just come to see the play. You know, they were like, I'm like, wait a minute, let me make this thing public. Mm-hmm. And so I went out on a limb and took a leap of faith, and mm-hmm. I sold out my very first play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So
that's what happened.
Yeah,
he was in
it. I was in it.
I was too. Yeah, he was too. My son.
I was.
Great.
Yeah,
just saying. That was a great day.
I was there in heart.
Yeah.
But you're here naturally.
Right, you're here.
Yeah. In the process of y'all getting to where you are, your career, and building it,
yeah.
Do you deal with like dad or mom guilt?
I do sometimes, mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like sometimes I could do more with my son, mm-hmm. but I want him to understand that I'm doing this for us, you know, mm-hmm. this is not just where I want to be. Mm-hmm. My dreams are so much bigger, you know, mm-hmm. than this, and I try to talk to him about that, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's difficult because, you know, kids, they don't understand, you know, mm-hmm. they don't understand what you're trying to do, you know, this is my dream, this is not his dream, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going back and forth to LA trying to get established there, talking to people, I was away from him.
Yeah.
And I felt some guilt. Yeah. But
it's for a bigger purpose.
But it's a bigger purpose. I'm just trying
to. He's a great photographer too. Yes. He's cooperating.
Yeah.
Do y'all have like a certain mission? Erica, like, what's your mission with your company? And for all of y'all, do y'all have a mission or a goal you see yourself with acting?
Oh, they can start first.
Well, me, I want to be a public speaker. Tell people, just kind of motivate people, you know, mm-hmm. you know, be happy all your life, you know, and
yeah.
whatever they go through, you know, just try to talk them through it. So mine is pretty much, yeah, I don't want to do the acting thing for too long, you know, because mm-hmm. But, you know, how many people are going to make it acting? So, how many people, you know, it's a lot of good actors out there. You see it with this cast, a lot of good actors out there. Right. And these days, you got to have a certain look. So, you know, ain't nobody want a bald head old man.
Oh, come on. Everybody's
playing their roles. So you know what I want to Erica to teach me how to do more writing and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I pretty much rather be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
You sound like you got a good publicist. Your wife done got you a job.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That's my heart, man. Yeah. Charlene in my heart. You know? And stuff like that. But that's pretty much me. Mm-hmm. You know.
You go back this direction.
All right. Well, I definitely want to pursue this fully, and I'm excited for it. And my goals, especially with this, is to like gain more skills and just work with people that have been working for a while and, you know, acting for a while. You know, iron sharpens iron, so that's what I'm really hoping for in this. Mm-hmm. You know, just to gain my skills, be able to take it to the next level, whether it's another play with Erica, mm-hmm. another play in general, commercials, TV, movies, anything.
Mm-hmm. Good. For me, it's a hobby. I recently got into photography, and my heart is in sports. He's in basketball, but it's a hobby for me. So.
Good way to spend time with your mom, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I want to be a household name. But my main plan is to make it to heaven and mm-hmm. entertain the world while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, amen.
That's all I'm playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my goal is to just to continue on what I'm doing. right now, honestly, I don't know if I want to be just like big time right now because it's not my long-term goal. But if I do, somebody sees me,
right.
I just want to continue to learn about the industry and continue to get, you know, roles when I can.
Well, for me, I enjoy acting. I'm looking to push forward in the future and work with some of the greatest out there. Get with some good directors, producers, and writers, you know. So somebody tell Tyler Perry, I said he got his next leader, man. But, you know, I do this acting and stuff to be more or less of a positive influence on a lot of our younger people.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I do it mainly to be a positive influence on my son. 10 years old. I never forget why I do what I do. Let him know it's more out there than just what he sees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lead by example kind of thing. You know? If you come to any of my plays, you notice I have my son, no matter where he at in the audience, come up to the stage with me and stand on side of it while I'm up there at the end of everything. So I try to remain a positive influence. So that's my thing. And hopefully I can pursue it further and keep being a positive influence to other people that know they can do it no matter where they come from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Erica?
I'll say, what's the question again?
Your main mission,
huh?
Your main mission?
My main mission. You know what? My main mission, why I do all this, is, I'll say this. My main mission is to take care of my family. Okay. I want to be up to, like Paul said, I want to work with the greats. Mm-hmm. I want to be the best, you know. I want to learn more and go up and up and up, mm-hmm. you know, to where none of my family want for anything.
Right.
You know.
And friends.
And I would take the ones who's been with me
from the beginning.
Yeah. Yes, because I look out for people. I try to anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, people that I know that are talented, naturally mm-hmm. talented. I will reach back out and say, "Hey, this is your gift." You know, but that's my main mission, and also to bring positive messages. In my plays. There's always going to be a positive message, you know, in my plays that is going to help somebody. Sometimes when I write, I be helping myself, you know.
That's the best way to learn.
Yeah, best way to learn when you write stuff like, wow, okay. You know, teaching my own self too.
Yeah.
I want to say another one of her missions is also bringing someone out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, she do that a lot.
Oh, and yeah. I know with me, I know I've grown, you know, from, I didn't know anything about acting, but just being with her continually telling me this, and pushing me, because like I said, I'm shy, so I'm going to do just as much as I need to, but she'll get you to really step out and
she'll bring out.
Really show your gift.
That's good.
That you didn't really know you had.
And then she know how to assemble a good cast, because all the plays with it. We didn't have a good close family cast.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, we
really
love our director.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because everybody, I love their director.
I try to be myself. Like I know a lot of directors are like, you know, they're like strict and you know, just thinking that they're way up here, you know, this and that. I'm not like that. I'm not a type of person like that. Yeah. And I don't want people around me to think we're doing this together because we need each and every, you know, we need each other.
Yeah.
You know, without you, there's no me. And vice versa. I need y'all. Y'all need me.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody to feel comfortable around me and be themselves because I'm going to be myself.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Humble, respectful.
Very positive vibe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very positive energy.
Thank y'all. Cool.
Good feedback. You know, one thing with Dunham Blazers, I like doing it because I'm normally meeting people like in the beginning phase of things starting to grow.
Yeah.
And on the local level, a lot of times it's not as much support mm-hmm. as far as that. Mm-hmm. And I like that. And mm-hmm. I like to see y'all camaraderie mm-hmm. and how y'all together and encouraging each other.
Oh, yeah.
You do not sound shy at all.
Yeah.
once we blow up. You get the exclusive for
Oprah. That's right. That's right.
I just want to come see.
I got you.
We got you.
It is something to say when you want to grow your own success, but also want to bring somebody with you.
Oh, yeah.
So for them all to feel that way and you to be willing to help them, that's cool. That's
Thank
cool.
You.
She all right.
She all right. What are two frequently asked questions that you normally get towards your business? I'm really curious about you, Doctor, which you want to switch gears, so, you know.
Yeah, the main one is, why would you go through all them years of school just to quit and be an actor? And honestly, I've always been a person where it doesn't matter how much I like something, I'm always going to pursue what I love. So, I'm definitely willing to gamble on myself. Like, I can always bet on myself because I trust the process. I trust God. So that's one thing.
Amen.
That's cool. Yeah.
And another frequently asked question is, well, it's always like around money. Like, man, that's a lot of money you're giving up for something that's not guaranteed at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, money. You'll find a way to always get it. You know, hustle backwards also.
Yeah, that's right.
It ain't everything.
Yeah.
It's
going
to make you happy.
It's
nice to have
it.
Well, let me experience with Bill Gates. You know, that I could be real sad with a whole bunch of millions.
Right.
Right.
Bill riding around in a Honda and chilling.
I've been poor for a long time. I like to find out how it is on the
right
side.
We're
going to
let that happen too. Shamar, what two questions you could get?
Did you study your lines today?
Do they all come from your mom?
I really don't get too many questions but that one.
Mm-hmm. Do your friends or people know what you have going on?
It's
you
just
kind of
keep quiet. A lot of times they're surprised because I mean I'm not really I don't know, like she says, like I'm just a natural chill person.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I do tell my homie, they'll be like, "You know what?" So that's about it.
Well, question I get a lot is people talking about, are you still chasing your dream? So my reply is simple: what's a man without a dream?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, that one.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, that's pretty much the only, because everybody knows not to ask me too many questions. I'm hard headed.
That's why you're the gangster.
Yeah. They pretty much know that's pretty much the only question you can ask.
Yeah, one question limited, right?
You done used it, that's it.
Yeah.
Amanda, you?
I guess it goes back, I hate to keep saying this, but I'm shy. So a lot of people ask me, do you get stage fright? Like, how are you able to transition to somebody else, you know, on stage? So I get that a lot. And I can't even answer it. Like, I don't even know. It's just, once I get on stage, like, right before, I feel my nerves, but once I hit the stage, it's like, okay, let's get it.
And she kills
you. Know?
And she kills
it.
I don't know if
you're shy or
person. I think you're more gorgeous.
I'm very quiet and reserved, I guess.
You're taking in your surroundings.
Yes.
That's not shy. It's actually...
Go
but
that's good.
I say this, if I was to have to make a speech on my own accord, I would be shy.
Really?
Yes, I would. Definitely.
She could put it
so
off.
You can sing with the choir, but you're not going to do a solo.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
She can put
Somebody
it off. She's good. She's good. She can put it off.
Yeah.
I know I can.
She can
but
put
just,
it off.
I can do all things.
It doesn't show. Like, that's the main thing I get asked all the time. But how did you get into acting? Like, what made you get into acting? And I'm like, dude, I have no idea, to be honest. I got that call. I got a description of the character. Somebody supposed to be that they did. He was tall, handsome, and a police officer, and a side piece. I said, well, hey, I meet all the qualifications. All that in real life. I've been tall, handsome. I play the side piece. I've been a side piece, and I'm a police officer in real life. I just go out there and be myself.
It was a story of redemption. Yeah.
Right. I just strolled out there as myself. Yeah. Like, you know, it is what it is. It was an easy route for me, but so that was the main question I got. I just showed out to be myself.
Yeah,
it is, man. He killed it.
Watch out for Ida. Yeah, watch out for Ida. The second one was more or less, I forgot the second one. But it was mainly, that was the main question I was getting. How did I get into acting? And that's what it was.
Well, most of the time I get, how much the tickets? Did I tell them price? Why are they so high? So I tell them, I say, hey man, just invest in us. Mm-hmm. You know, come out and just check us out. But, mm-hmm. I don't really get, that's the only two questions I get, because mm-hmm. nobody act. They always knew I, mm-hmm. and I was funny and I could act the fool. So I guess they kind of figured like, yeah, he, you know, this is something that, you know, he should be in. So. I'm not only two questions I get the price of
I remember the second. The second one is, how can I get into acting? Because they see I can do it, they be like, well, man, how do I get into it?
Yeah.
And I'm always into turning people on. Even if I go outside of here and get another project, I'm hitting her up, or I'm hitting him up, or hitting them up and say, hey, look, this project going on. Or I'm hitting up new people, say, I don't know if you want to get into this, but here's the opportunity. You know, and I shoot that information to everybody that I can. Now, I rarely get that in return. I don't know why it's like that. I guess they're thinking I'm going to get the main roles or something. Don't nobody ever invite me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he fits the main character role. They're like, why did I invite him? But I never get it in return. I tell people that all the time. I always invite people. But nobody ever invited me.
You looked out for me. You looked out for me.
I look out for my boy T.I. and stuff. Yeah. But I look out for people, though. That's just what I do.
I look
out
for
my heart.
Yeah.
You don't care.
But you know what? Sometimes it's not always good to get the invite. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So when it's for you, it's for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've actually seen you, we follow each other on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. When you have something else going on, or you actually go visit Erica.
Yeah.
And watch them. That's good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, support.
That's one thing we're going to do. We're going to always support each other.
I always support
it. It's a family. Once you start, you do it. Mm-hmm. It's like a bond. It's
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what's your two frequently asked questions? This is just me assuming, but okay. I am sure, because in most business things, that's what people think, like it just happened. Mm-hmm. And they have no clue how much work you probably put in before. My husband always said, everybody wants to see a baby, nobody wants to hear about the labor pain.
The most frequent, I would say, how can I be in your stuff? Like, I get people inboxing me on Facebook, Instagram, you know, I want to start acting, how can I be a part of what you're doing, it's good, you know. That's most frequent asked questions that I get. Nobody really asks me like how I get started, nothing like that, but they just say, how can I be a part of
I have a question for you. How long does it take you to write a play?
On the tape?
On the spot.
Actually, plays are nothing. Once it's in my head,
you act it
just
out.
It's just putting it on
paper. I put it on paper. Once it's in my head, I can get the beginning, the middle, and the end. Mm-hmm. I'm pacing. I'm calling, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm asking my son. You know, sometimes I'll call him. I ask my sister. Mm-hmm. You know, what people think, you know, because, you know, they're the audience, you know, too. Mm-hmm. But once I have it in my head, it maybe take me 3 weeks.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I did like, I was telling your cast earlier, the thing I liked about the play, because I found out about it on social media. Mm-hmm. I said I hadn't seen you in years.
Yeah, years.
And I said, well, I'm gonna go. Yeah. But I like that it incorporated faith, but it wasn't too churchy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and it still mm-hmm. left room for people. For everybody to be there,
right.
and
right.
you know, you can see the growth and I like right. this. It's beautiful. It's a nice gift. That takes a lot of discipline, though, to have something in your mind and put it on paper and then do it in a way where other people are drawn to it.
It's nothing like seeing your work come to life.
Nothing like it.
Without you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this was exactly in my head.
Yes.
It's an art form.
Yeah.
And I thank God for putting these thoughts in my head. All these things in my head, you know, giving me this gift, you know, to create, you know, from him,
Well, when's the play? Give the audience the information.
Oh, sure. I'm going to my sister, let her handle that.
That's
Amanda's.
Okay, so the play is December 7th, that's on Saturday, 2019. Yeah. It starts at 8 o'clock. Just to let everybody know, the tickets are $25.
That's a great price.
And at the door is $30. The address is 1060 West Sam Houston Parkway.
Yes.
Houston, Texas 77043.
What's the name of the building?
ACC. Spring Branch.
Spring Branch.
Okay. Well, I plan on being there. Hopefully everyone else does too.
And thank you. Come on out. I'm out.
Come out and support us. And get your tickets fast.
This show
will
sell out.
You already got people
buying
tickets fast. Seriously.
Do you have the Tyler Perry response though about if people want to be in your place, should they should try out?
Yeah.
When you have those.
I do have another play coming up after this play that I've already somewhat written. It's almost done. Pretty much done. I just got to go in and, you know. But I do, but I don't, I do have a movie coming out too. In January.
Cool.
And they're in the movie.
I'm in the movie.
Y'all need a walkthrough or something, I'll come by.
And Wisdom will be the star of my next play, If He Only Knew. So he'll be starring in that role, If He Only Knew. Did you accept that or not? I just told you to do it.
You asked me about it. I don't even know about it.
But that's
I
like what
that.
She does.
Okay. I just told her that you're going to be the star of the, you know. That's how
making it happen.
I just tell them.
It seems to work, though.
That's it works.
I was about to say about that, Mr. Brown. Where you at, man?
I just be needing breaks. So I'm a busy man. I'm always going to be behind the scenes. I'm always around.
So whether it is or not, I'm supporting.
Well, I appreciate y'all being on this week's episode with me.
Yes, thank you.
I look forward to seeing y'all careers just blossom. Yes,
thank you. Thank you for supporting.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, I appreciate that.
All right. We'll see y'all next time on Denim and Blazers.
Bye. Get your tickets.